It's time for Back to the Bible with Greg and Paul Montague.
My name is Paul Montague, and the Lord is preparing me and showing me in my heart that to operate and be effective in His ministry, that I have to become a fool for Christ and know nothing but Christ crucified, so that I can preach good tidings unto the meek, and so He can send me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives and opening to those in prison, so that I can do His full will to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, who is a comfort to all that mourn.
Thank you, Paul Angelo, for sharing that passage of Scripture. And as you know, that's the prophet Isaiah speaking to us, foreshadowing the coming of Christ and the ministry of deliverance. And so today we are going to be dealing with that very pivotal passage of Scripture that helps us to understand that Jesus has come to deliver us from our sins and our bondage. Let us hear from the Bible. Let us read from the book of Isaiah, verses 1 and 2. And I am reading from the Authorized King James Version. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading of His word. Jesus read from this passage in the synagogue in the early stages of His ministry. That's found in Luke chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, after which He said, "This day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears." Oh, this is such an exciting passage of Scripture, and we're going to show you today how this passage of Scripture has application to every person that is involved in the fivefold ministry. Let's examine this passage. The Spirit of the Lord is upon all true messengers of God. God's Spirit doesn't come upon us to claim spiritual superiority or to flex our spiritual prowess. The Spirit comes upon us to preach and to serve and to effect the work of God with demonstration and power. The Scripture speaks to us in Acts 1 and 8 and teaches that we would receive power after that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, has come upon us. He has anointed me to preach. The anointed preaching doesn't come from man's own cognitive inventions. It does not come from your own intellectual property. But the anointing comes directly from the throne of God. The Scripture speaks to us in 1 John 2:20 and teaches that we have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Now let's take a look at what type of message this is and who this message is for. This isn't a message that the proud can receive. It's not a message that the self-sufficient will feel that they even need. It's not a message for the pragmatist that has to see it to believe it. It's a message for the meek. It's a message for the low. It's a message for the humble, for those who are willing to say, "Lord, I am nothing, and I need you to become something. Lord, I'm weak,
and I need you to become strong. Lord, I'm foolish, and I need you to become wise. The scripture speaks to us in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and teaches, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. Oh, yes, this is good news. Oh, yes, this is a long-awaited message. God sent his son to bind up the brokenhearted. But when Jesus left, he gave gifts unto men. You and I now have that same message. We have that same ministry of deliverance. This is a message of deliverance because humankind is in trouble. We are in distress. We are in conflict with our own self. We're in conflict with one another. But most of all, we are in conflict with God. But thank the Lord that Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, yes, my friend, this is a ministry of deliverance. And there are people that are bound today. But thank God, this scripture says that God has proclaimed liberty to the captives. What has you in prison today? Is it a drug addiction? Are you stuck inside of a liquor bottle? Are you handcuffed by sexual perversion? Are you gambling away your paycheck and you can't seem to help it? Whatever your problem, whatever your issue is, Jesus has the keys to set you free. Romans 5:10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? My friends, we're reconciled through his death, but we are saved by his life. Jesus provides us with the only way to become acceptable to God, for us to take advantage of the favor of God, for us to take full advantage of the grace of God, for us to recognize that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. 2 Corinthians verse 6 and 2. For he said, I've heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Yes, because of Jesus, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the time of truth and grace. This is the time where you can come and repent of your sins. This is the time that you can come boldly to the throne of grace. I'm talking to you, preacher, now. Jesus has left this deliverance ministry in our hands. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Ephesians 4 and 8. What does that mean? Jesus returned to heaven with those that were being held captive in the lower parts of the earth in paradise. But to make all things complete, he had to deliver those men and women that were being held because he had not yet got the victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. But when he died and rose again, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And the Bible said in Ephesians 4 and 9, he that ascended, what does it also mean but that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some shepherds, some teachers. For what? To equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ.